Hey, welcome back to Spirit Echoes, Laughing Crow's Teachings, the place where we break down spiritual awakening without the fluff, without the guru complex, and definitely without pretending we've got it all figured out. I'm Laughing Crow, and today we're diving into the juicy stuff. Remote viewing, telepathy, clairvoyance, and all those other weird side effects that kick in when your consciousness finally stops hitting snooze on its own damn alarm clock. Now let's be clear. These aren't gifts. You're not some chosen one because you saw your dead aunt's dog in a dream. These abilities are side effects of waking the hell up. They're what happens when your awareness stops being filtered through cultural conditioning and starts functioning like the multi-dimensional satellite dish it was always meant to be. Hey, let's start with remote viewing, also known as I spy with my third eye. This is when you can perceive people, places, or events that you're not physically present for. No, it's not espionage. You're not being recruited by the CIA. But you may find yourself randomly tuning into your ex's living room and knowing what colour throw pillows their new partner picked. Spoiler, they're ugly. Now this isn't fantasy, it's focus. And here's the thing. You've probably done it without even realising. Have you ever had a sudden image of someone doing something, only to find out later you were spot on? That's not coincidence. That's your consciousness saying, yeah babe, we don't do separate anymore. Next up, telepathy. You think of someone and boom, they text you. You feel your partner's mood drop from 1,000 kilometers away. You walk into a room and instantly know who's lying, who's grieving, and who's spiritually constipated. Telepathy isn't reading minds, it's reading the vibe underneath. It's attunement, connection, a reminder that thoughts and feelings are energetic broadcasts. And if you're tuned in, you're going to hear the static, the signal, and the hidden soundtrack most people ignore. And if you're highly attuned, you'll pick up things that haven't even been said yet. Just don't use it to win arguments. That's cheating. Okay, maybe just once. Hey, let's talk clairvoyance. This is the one that gets all the spiritual airtime. The visions, the symbols, the inner movies at 3 a.m. that make you question whether you're channeling divine guidance or just still drunk on your last breathwork journey. But here's the real deal. Clairvoyance is your consciousness speaking in metaphor. It's not literal, it's symbolic. Your soul sends you visions in ways your linear mind hates, because it can't catalogue them into neat little file folders. You see a crow holding a key in its beak, and suddenly you know it's time to end that relationship. You see water rising, and know you're about to be emotionally overwhelmed. It's less about seeing the future, and more about understanding how the soul communicates when the ego shuts up. Now, let's bundle the rest into the miscellaneous basket of spiritual weirdness. You feel what isn't yours. You dream of something and it happens. You just know someone's pregnant before they've even peed on the stick. You get goosebumps when someone lies, even if they do it with a smile and a sage stick. These aren't anomalies. They're signs your wiring is working. You've stopped numbing and you've started listening. And here's the good news. Everyone can access this. It's not reserved for the elite, the anointed, or the ones who've paid for 17 initiations and a weekend in Bali. This is biology, and energy meeting awareness and surrender. It's available to anyone willing to get curious, get quiet, and stop second-guessing every intuitive hit just because it doesn't make logical sense. Logic is great for taxes, not so much for the soul. So if you're experiencing this stuff, own it. Don't shove it back into the too weird to talk about drawer. Don't sanitize it. Don't spiritualize it into something elitist. These are just things that happen when you start unplugging from the matrix and plugging back into yourself. And yeah, it's weird. It's beautiful. It's overwhelming at times. And yes, it can be hilarious. Because the truth is, awakening isn't about becoming perfect. It's about becoming aware. And that awareness comes with some interesting side effects. So, there you have it. If your third eye's twitching, your dreams are turning into soap operas, and your energy fields feel like an open Wi-Fi network, welcome. You're not broken. You're just online. All right. Hey, if this episode landed, confused you in a good way, or made you laugh, snort your tea, come out and hang with us at www.living5d3d.com. You'll find books, courses, consults, and more gloriously grounded weirdness. Stay tuned, stay human, and remember, just because it's strange doesn't mean it's not real. It probably just means you're paying attention, finally. Hey, catch you next time on Spirit Echoes. Until then, stay curious, stay open, and maybe stop remote viewing your ex. Seriously, we talked about this.